You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning and welcome back to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by our in-studio engineer and producer Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a few minutes, but first we do have a guest across the table with me here this morning from the Rotary Club of Wausau. It's the president, Lisa Dotson. And Lisa, thank you for coming on by.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And wanted to start things off because the Rotary Club is involved in some activities, but I wanted for folks who may not be familiar with the Rotary Club, and I think that people have always, it's always thought of as a community organization, I think, throughout the country. It's a long-time organization. What is the Rotary Club for those who may not be familiar?
Well, thanks for asking. So the Rotary Club is an international service organization. We have about 1.2 million members across the globe in 200 countries and 40,000 local clubs. The Rotary Club of Wausau is one of three clubs here in the Wausau area. We have a noon club that meets three times a month at the BMO building. There's also a morning early birds club and an after hours club. So we're trying to reach out to people of all different walks of life and all different kind of work schedules and family life and things like that. So the Rotary Club in general is a service organization, and we do projects and work toward a bunch of different objectives. In the case of the Rotary, we have seven major objectives. Mm. Our overall is service above self, which means we are promoting the joy and the pleasure of serving our communities while we're doing good work. So we also, internationally, Rotary is involved in peace building, education, environmental work, disease prevention, advocacy for women and children, economic development, and water and sanitation. And so we do projects that really meet our community need, both here in Wausau and across the globe.
How do people get involved?
They are members. So we have a, if people are interested in membership, they can get a hold of me at lgdodsonrotary@gmail.com, or they can click on our website, which is wausaurotary.org, and get information about membership. Mm-hmm. Happy to meet with anyone who wants to know more about our good work.
And in our show notes, where we have our podcast, we'll make sure to put both your email and mm-hmm. also the Rotary Club website address there as well, mm-hmm. for easy access for folks who would like more information as well. And another reason I wanted to bring you on is because I saw just recently a project that the Rotary Club is being involved in, and it's really, I think, an important one, because one I think about when I've moved in my life, it's not easy to move. And that's just, you know, maybe moving from a city to a city, or maybe just across town. Mm-hmm. But somebody moves into a new country, mm-hmm. and comes into a new community where perhaps they may not know the language as well, may not know the simplest things that we all take for granted, and it's a immigrant community. Mm-hmm. And the Rotary Club is involved in a rather significant event, a project involving immigrants, correct?
Correct. So we have just formed what we're calling our Immigrant and Indigenous Goodwill Ambassadors Program. Our intention is to reach out to our neighbors, all of our neighbors, particularly the ones who, as you know, noted, who are new to the area, maybe don't speak English and they're having trouble getting settled. This kind of became even more urgent with recent budget cuts and things that came down from the federal government that has reduced the amount of support available for our legal immigrants to the United States. And so we have several members who are very active with the Ukrainian community, with the African resettlement community, with the Afghani community. And we put our heads together and said we need to be doing more than just we, being the Rotary Club, mm-hmm. needs to be doing more to help assimilate our neighbors. The other piece of this group is the indigenous component. We have many indigenous neighbors who have, live within distance of Wausau or in Wausau, who also, even though they're Americans and speak English perfectly, seem to have some difficulty sometimes with communication with other parts of our community. So we're hoping to reach out and really understand each other better. One of our four-way test mottos for Rotary is building goodwill and better friendships, and that's what we're about.
One of the interesting aspects in reading about this project was that the Wausau area is the historical home of four Native American tribes. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, it's really, it's sort of, in a sense, a disconnect where it sounds like this is their ancestral home, but yet it's not a natural fit at this time. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's particularly, you know, as you go up into some of the more rural areas of Marathon County and the rest of the state, and there's large populations that just don't understand one another, we think. And their lifestyle and traditions are one of the things that we're hoping to understand better and figure out how to be of service to them and allow them to hopefully join our club and be of service to others as well.
And another aspect that I found, you know, enlightening and actually something that's heartwarming is that, yes, you're working with these communities, but also what the ambassadors get about learning about others and basically broadening the horizons of the members that are involved in this as well.
Absolutely. There's been a term around cultural competence for a long time, and I'm not sure I'm competent in my own culture. So I think
right.
A better term is cultural humility. I'm really trying to seek to understand, listen for understanding, and not to assume that I know anything about other people in their lives without learning a little more.
We will have more of our conversation with Lisa Dotson, the president of the Rotary Club of Wausau, coming up in about 22 minutes or so. We'll be back at 7:22 for our next segment of the WXCO Morning Report. But first, top of the hour news update is coming up. We'll get the latest on news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
Again, we're talking to Lisa Dotson, who is the president of the Rotary Club of Wausau, here on 98.9 WXCO. Another aspect that kind of caught my eye is that there are so many different ways that you can be of service. It can be making a donation financially, but it also can be giving of your time in so many different ways that does not have a number value, but you can call it priceless value in terms of for both the people that you're working with and also for the people that are involved. It sounds like Rotary believes in that. It's not just about making the donation to a group around here, but maybe, for lack of a better term, almost getting your hands dirty from time to time.
Absolutely. One of the great things about Rotary is we have people whose membership really allows them to contribute financially to a cause that they care about, either here or around the globe. But we have a lot of members for whom financial contributions aren't possible. Their means just aren't there. And they help with things like time. So we do road cleanup every year. Simple act of keeping our community cleaner and more beautiful. We have done work with the Hagar House, literally deconstructing their barn and so that they could rebuild it as a safe storage facility. And that meant just getting in with a crowbar and taking things apart. And we had members out there for a whole weekend doing that one time. We do a lot of different things in the community. We do raise funds, but we also show up and help with the Good News Project on their electronic collection days and different things that other agencies require help people's hands.
These partnerships, I mean, that's, again, something that is wonderful to see where, I've had lots of conversations with the Good News Project. We have a monthly conversation, in fact, with Christine Daniels and talking about what they do. See, in this project, we've been talking about New Beginnings for Refugees as well. Those partnerships, it truly is a case where when people come together, you can accomplish more.
Oh, absolutely. Life has gotten so complicated, there's no possibility that any one organization, group, or individual can cover the ground that's needed. And so we have a lot of wonderful partnerships with other Rotary clubs, with other not-for-profit agencies, and now increasingly, like I said, with our indigenous and immigrant neighbors, trying to reach out and figure out how we can make our community welcoming, safe, and really a place where everybody can be happy and healthy and thrive.
And there is another event I know you want to talk about that the Rotary Club is involved in, that people can be involved in.
Absolutely. So one of our international projects is Pints for Polio. So in cooperation with the World Health Organization and the Bill Gates Foundation and others, we have nearly eradicated polio. And Rotary Club has been right at the forefront of that. So our next polio fundraiser is called Pints for Polio. It will be held at Scani's from 5 to 8 p.m. on November 6th. We'll have a small auction, and we will have a blind draw pool tournament, which should be interesting.
And I think getting back to the whole mission of the Rotary Club. And again, to be honest with you, I've not been that familiar with it, but it sounds like it's folks that are coming together probably from different perspectives and, just want to give back to their community. It sounds, again, sometimes you have these groups that it sounds like they're from basically the same kind of cut cloth. Mm-hmm. It sounds like, again, from a little bit of the research I've done, you got people that really do come in from different aspects of our community.
We do. We have all ages, all different kinds of industries. I'm a physician. We have business people. We have not-for-profit leaders. We have people who have worked in all different parts of the world. We have different kinds of perspectives that different people bring to the work that we're doing. Service clubs in general, I think, do a great job of reaching out to the community. I'm particularly, of course, fond of the Rotary Club, but I think it's really important and an easy way for people to get involved with like-minded individuals who come from different backgrounds but want to work on the same kinds of problems in our community.
And what do you personally get out of it? I'm curious because I was talking to you. This is your second term as the president, and you're involved in so many different ways. Personally, what is the best part of being in the Rotary Club?
Our motto is service above self, and that was the way that I sort of viewed my entry into Rotary. Was I needed to be of service to my community. I was new to the area when I came here. I was the new dean of the medical school that started here, and I knew we would have to be doing a lot of outreach to help our students understand our community better. Mm-hmm. So the Rotary was a perfect place for me to land and get to know a lot of people very quickly and really get involved in projects that were both new and innovative as well as long-standing and international. So I think the service aspect of what we do, and then just the camaraderie. We have lunch, we have fun, we enjoy each other's company. Some of my best friends now are Rotarians around the community. And I think there's just a lot of benefits to the being present with one another as well as the good work that we do.
And where did you come from?
I moved here from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, really?
little different, yeah.
It's been in the headlines.
It has, and it's not like what they're saying. My son lives there, and I walk around his neighborhood quite safely, and there's not a war going on in Portland.
I just to say, it's funny because not just that. Your basketball coach gets the
And then, yeah, we go.
I mean, it's like Portland's been all over the place here in recent weeks.
It is. That's so embarrassing. Yeah, the whole basketball scene there. Poor Chauncey Billups is
know,
in trouble.
I know, it's too funny.
Yeah, it is. I really miss...
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah. There are aspects I miss of Portland, but that's not one of them, certainly. We really enjoyed Wausau, and as I move into retirement, we're planning on staying here in the community because we really enjoy... everything that WASA has to offer.
Very cool indeed. I guess to wrap it up again for folks who want to get more information on everything we talked about here today, a lot of the, again, the projects are right there on your website. And again, to maybe reach out to you perhaps in terms of joining Rotary, again, the information that people need.
Well, they can go to our website and there's a click get information button, which will allow them to send us a message about their interest, or they can contact me directly at lgdodsonrotary@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And again, as I said earlier, on our show notes page with the podcast, we will have those links there as well for you to get more information about the Rotary Club of WASA. The president, Lisa Dodson, thank you for coming on by.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up at 7:52, we'll have our WXEO Morning Report, Wisconsin Sports Weekend Preview, as we're joined by Paul Micklig. That's coming up in about 22 minutes. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up on 98.9 WXEO. And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And Ian.
Yes.
Should I be scared? It is Halloween, and Ian has come, and I know we talked about this, and I thought about it, but I got two meetings today, and I thought it'd be kind of silly if I came to these two meetings and was wearing my pimp outfit, which is my only Halloween costume I have at home.
I thought you dressed up as a grouch. as a Grinch, the Grinch of Halloween over here. Look
right,
at this
or
guy.
Oscar the Grouch.
You got
the Oscar color. You know?
Oscar the, yep.
But I got to say, Ian, what are you dressed up as?
I'm dressed up as the Phantom of the Opera.
Yep, and that is very, very impressive indeed, I got to tell you. We're gonna take a picture with Ian, and we'll put it on our social media coming up. So
fantastic.
Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to Paul Micklig.
Happy Halloween.
You're dressed up as a football coach.
That's what I told him. That's what I told him when I walked in.
Well, your boy's going to be – has the trick-or-treating already happened, or is that tonight?
It's tonight.
Okay.
Awesome.
You know what your boys are going to be? Are they going out, or are they too old for this now?
I think I told them last night, this is it.
This is the last one?
This is it.
Okay.
But they go out with their
friends. Well, then go out with
their friends.
Blaze of glory, right?
Yeah, they'll have fun.
Well, let's talk about the Wisconsin Sports Weekend. We go into November, and how about those Milwaukee Bucks? I mean, 5 games into the season, and they played well 5 games in a row. Last night, beating the Warriors without Giannis. One thing that jumped out to me and about the difference between this year and last couple of years, in fact, and maybe one reason I've actually already watched, I think, more Bucks games. I tend not to watch a lot of them. I'll watch some of it, and then pop in and out. But I've watched the game against New York on Tuesday, the game against Cleveland on Sunday, and then last night. In the past few years, they would have nights where they played really well, looked like a championship contender. And then there'd be nights, and I remember a game against Charlotte last year. They at home, they lose by 35 points. They would have these games where they took this load management thing to the extreme, where even if they were playing, it's like, we're not going to waste any energy. This group seems like they've come out and they're just playing really, really hard, playing really, really together and playing very, very well.
I mean, they're looking... Part of the reason is they start so early now is why that you and myself and a lot of people that are busy during the fall or the winter months that you don't have the opportunity, and we've had the opportunity to watch them. And what we've seen is a team that they're gelling well together. You can just tell of how they're playing defense. I think their defense is, I know they've given up quite a bit of points here. the whole NBA is giving up quite a bit of points right now. So I think that that's a little high, but they're playing, their energy is different. They're making sure that they offensively, the ball is moving, it's sticking. It's not sticking, I should say. And they're making shots when they need to make shots. There's a couple clutch shots last night. Rollins had some clutch shots. Green had a clutch shot. Turner had a clutch three. Those guys, they're hitting shots. You look a lot smarter when you hit shots, and tough shots too in those situations. But their energy is what is going on. I said even after the Cleveland game when we were talking, you can tell this is a different team just by how they're playing with their and I'm going to keep using the word energy because that's what they're playing with. They're playing with energy, and it seems like they're playing with a purpose of. They've had enough of hearing about if they don't win, Giannis is going to be gone. All right, and we've heard that for how many years?
Yeah,
give us a different narrative now.
And another thing, I said this last night. All these years, even before he came to Milwaukee, there's this idea Doc Rivers only wants veteran players, and frankly, we've seen over his last years in Philly and at the start of Milwaukee. It felt like there was a laid-back atmosphere to me, just from the outside. And that, you know, he had his veterans around, and they were just going to sort of, you know, cruise their way towards the playoffs and then hopefully get hot at the right time and win a championship. It didn't happen in his previous stops for, like, almost 20 years now since he's won a championship. Holy cow, maybe you found something where, in desperation, because the Bucks sort of had to go in this direction after Lillard's injury and they stretched him out. I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, Doc Rivers looks like a better coach to me as well. And I don't know how much of it is Doc or not, but it just feels like maybe the mix is working for him because I had not been impressed at all with him the last 2 years.
And in the NBA, I sometimes I question about the coaching. Are they managing and their assistant coaches, which they have like 100 of them, what their responsibility is. I know that the defense coordinator, or if you want to call it, of the basketball team has changed some things up. And how much is it? Is it Doc and the locker room? How much is it the guys? You got a lot of guys out there that have chips on their shoulders. Yeah. Rollins is a guy that's fighting for his life, all right? And he earned his thing, and he did a great job. Portis wasn't on the court last night in the crunch time. Those were all kind of, I don't want to say new guys, but new guys.
They were new guys. And the thing about that also makes this so very impressive, a bunch of new guys, a new situation. For the first five games, these have been tough games. I mean, you're not going to have probably a much tougher stretch than they had. I mean, this was a...
Golden State was one of the best teams in the West.
New York.
Cleveland and New York, best teams in the East.
Right. I mean, these are the top teams, and they came out there and they played toe-to-toe every minute of these games, and that's the thing that really jumps out. I was really very, very impressed at this point. Again, it's an 82-game season, so we're going to see the ebbs and the flows, but, I mean, it's a really positive, and I think...
It's better than last year, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this group needed, I think, the positive
start. Yes, they did.
So, very, very good. We'll come back with talk some Packers and more with Paul Mickley coming up in 22 minutes here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes. Paul Mickley across the way. The Phantom of the Opera is over on the other side of the glass as well. And coming up in a few minutes, we will give the Phantom his number for the day quiz, as he is 2-for-4 so far this week and a chance for a winning week. So we'll have that coming up in just a few minutes. But we're talking about Wisconsin sports. By the way, the Badgers are off again this week. Doesn't it seem like they're off every other week? I mean, this new college football, it's like they sure do have a lot of bye weeks in college football for these teams, don't they?
Two.
Oh, it seems like more to me. Maybe we need more. I don't know. But
I think they, health-wise, they need another one. It's about money. They spread. They're extending the season as long and both ways as possible.
Well, we make more money this way too because it extends the season for Sully's college football page. So there you go. So it's winners everywhere.
Yes, winners everywhere.
But let's talk briefly about the Badgers. I mean, the heat keeps rising. We see all these coaches getting fired. Now Brian Kelly getting fired. And people say, well, why isn't Luke Fickell being fired? What's your take? I mean, I'm not one that just goes around saying they should fire coaches. I've just never been that way where it's like at the first sign of something going sideways, you fire the coach. But it feels like Fickell is getting close to losing the state, for lack of a better term.
I do think that last week somebody made a good point, like, yeah, those kids really played hard on Saturday. And I don't disagree with it.
Right.
But they also said, well, wouldn't you if you were fighting for money? I mean, so are they fighting for the coach? Are they fighting for themselves? Are they fighting for, I guess, whatever the point is, they're fighting at least. I mean, they're trying. And I agree with you. I don't think at the drop of the hat you can start over and, you know, hey, here we go. We're going to get another coach in here. Because at some point, all these situations are – Kelly's was a different story, I think, when he came in there. I don't think they were going to fire him, and they were trying to say that you're going to make these changes. And then he said no, and they got the governor of the state involved. I mean, this is a whole different thing than Wisconsin, where he's going to be the coach next year. I really, truly believe that.
I think...
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
No.
I'm just saying I think he will be
the coach. And I think you're right, to be honest with you. And I think there's going to be a lot of unhappy people as well. So, I mean, but it shouldn't be about the people out there anyways. I mean, the decision makers have to make the decision that's best for the university as a whole. And if flushing all that money down the toilet is not the best decision, then I have really no problem with it. I mean, if you make a deal, and they knew what they were getting into when they signed Fickell a few years ago, sometimes you have to go through some tough times, and also maybe he does get an opportunity to turn it around. I mean,
look at the schedule, though.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, you're talking about five teams that could be possibly in the tournament. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm missing somebody. The one that really sticks out is that Maryland loss.
Yeah, and they do still have Indiana, who will be in the tournament too. So I mean, when all said and done, there's going to be a lot of these teams. But also,
Michigan was a good at Michigan.
Oh yeah,
it was
Michigan,
as tough game too.
They're still in there.
Yep.
But I think the thing that is very true. But I think it's the 34-0, the 37-0 at home that is kind of added. More,
and I'm not disagreeing.
I'm not disagreeing with you because I do think that I think that the old adage, you made your bed, and I'm not. I don't want to burn $35 million or whatever it is, $25 million, whatever it is. I mean, it's that again. I just think it's still a university. As much as the money is taken over, it's still a university. So let's talk about the Packers real fast. best record in the NFC, I think. Right.
I think that was their best. With all the wins that they've had, without a doubt, Matt LaFleur's signature win.
Why?
The signature win was because they took him on the road. They faced adversity in the first half, did not play well. Going against, set up against the guy that you cut meat, you know, cut, hey, we're done with you, Rodgers, and you went and you won that game.
Dominantly.
In the second half. Yeah. It was amazing. That is, without a doubt, I don't even think it's close to being the signature win and a springboard that could really propel those players and that organization here, not just for this year, but from years on. That's how big a win I think it was for that organization. They said it. Do you understand the whole organization from top to bottom, how much pressure had to be going into that game?
Mm-hmm.
It had to be. I mean, because that's the guy you gave up. If he comes in there and he shows you up, you kind of look silly, don't you?
Well, I mean,
I can imagine there was a lot of pressure on that game, but they delivered.
They delivered.
But,
yes, they
but
did.
I mean, in the big picture, Favre came into Green Bay and won the first time. I mean, that was a pressure game, and it didn't ruin the whole season. I mean, it was part of the year, and you know, when he was at the Vikings, he came in there and he beat them twice that year. So I mean, it's
that didn't look silly though.
I don't know. I mean, he could pass it really quickly. I don't know. I mean, it's not the idea that Rodgers can't play anymore. I mean, I guess
Rodgers can play,
right? But I mean, it wouldn't have been an embarrassment for him to play well and to
not. But this is 3 years. The When they Favre beat him after 2 years.
Okay, well, there you
no,
go.
No, I'm saying is the Packers did beat him after 3 years, didn't they? Yes.
The last year, yeah.
Yes.
They had a bad year for Minnesota.
Correct.
So everybody was beating him, not just the Packers.
But he was farther out.
I know.
He was farther out.
I know. I remember that was a Sunday night game. They beat him.
Yes.
So yeah. All right, we got to wrap it up there. But they do have the Panthers coming up. They better not lay down.
Get that in.
All right, Ian, what is the number of cubic meters of artificial snow expected to be made for the Winter Olympics in Italy in a couple of months?
Artificial snow.
Is it 2.4 million cubic meters? Is it 24 million cubic meters? Is it 240 million cubic meters of snow expected to be made for the Winter Olympics in Italy? 2.4, 24, or 240 million cubic meters?
You know, I'm going to say 24 million. Final answer, 24 million.
It is 2.4 million, the smallest number. Oof. I thought I'd give you the big number, so you go to the small number. But you still had a passing grade this week.
Absolutely.
All right, Phantom. Have a good
Happy
weekend.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Paul Micklegg, have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
And more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.